Welcome to Innate Women Podcast with your host, Dr. Skylar Kobacki, and me, Dr. Megan Epps. Thank you for joining us as we focus on the six foundations of health: community, hormones, nutrition, movement, recovery, and mindset. This is where we will take a raw and open approach to healing. Let the discussion begin.
Hi, welcome to the Innate Women Podcast. Dr. Skylar here.
And Dr. Megan here.
Today we're going to be talking about water filters, why water filters are important, and why you should be using them not only for your drinking water in your house, but other things like your shower and your faucets for when you brush your teeth and everything like that.
Do you find it interesting that everyone in America drinks a ton of water, but is still considered chronically dehydrated?
Yeah, I mean, that is fascinating. I am grateful that it's now somewhat trendy to carry a water bottle with you, which I think is overall a net benefit for people, because now it's more like, I feel like when we were growing up, I look back at it and I'm like, I must have been just like so dehydrated all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the only time I drank water was in the morning when I woke up, at lunch, and then like when I got home in the evening.
Our water bottles were confiscated from us.
We weren't allowed to have them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it switched, but it was interesting because I know I was so dehydrated and
we were playing sports.
Yeah. By the time I got to volleyball practice, I'd be like, I need to drink. I would drink so much water because we'd be sitting in my gym bag all day, like just waiting.
So I do think that is a benefit that it's now widely accepted. However, people still aren't getting enough water, or they're not getting enough quality water, which there's definitely a difference from just drinking a ton of water to drinking an appropriate amount of water that is actually rehydrating your body.
So how do you know what is like healthy water versus like the high quality versus low quality versus just isn't water just water?
No, water is not just water. It's like anything else. There's a grade of okay, not so good, better, best, all that stuff. So water coming out of your tap is potable. Like, you're not going to get dysentery and die unless there's like some water main break and things get like contaminated and then you have like a boil warning. That's the only time that like tap water would be truly unsafe to drink.
Isn't it like what? Detroit?
Wasn't it Flint, Michigan?
Oh yeah. Okay. So yeah, I know somewhere in Michigan, they had the water crisis where you couldn't drink the water, but that happened in a major city and affected millions of people.
Oh, yeah.
It could happen.
My brother and sister-in-law were living out in Michigan during that time, and they had to buy bottled water for like, they were out there for like 2 or 3 years.
That is insane.
The entire time they were there.
So some people don't even have access to water.
So there are exceptions. So, but most of the time, tap water coming out of the faucet is technically safe to drink.
That's how they treat it.
Yeah. So, but that doesn't mean that it's the best thing for you. When we're looking at tap water, and every region's different, like not every region will put fluoride in their water. You're going to have different chemical makeups in your tap water based off of your geographical like location, because the soil composition is different in each location. And every location also has different regulations about how much chlorine they can put in the water, how much, if they put fluoride in it, and other levels of what's okay. And that's a legislation thing. So it's different by state, different by county.
Do you find it wild that it's not the same? Like,
it is kind of weird that it's not like a blanket, like these are the allowable limits.
Which would explain why every city you go into is
water
different.
It
tastes different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not necessarily that it's regional water. It's that it's treated different.
Yeah. So it's treated differently, but also the groundwater is going to be different because there's different minerals in the soils.
Mm-hmm.
So right off the bat, not all water that you're going to get out of the faucet is the same depending on where you are. And because of that, people get different things in their water. Ideally, everyone would be filtering their tap water so that it takes out things that are potential harms. So like heavy metals are naturally occurring in the ground and they're going to leach into the water. But you don't want those in your body because they cause a whole slew of health issues and they're just not something you want to be drinking on a regular basis. Even though it's common rhetoric that fluoride is safe and healthy for you, you don't want it. It's a neurotoxin. There's a lot of studies coming out that it is detrimental to growing children, especially their mental health and capacity of intellect. And you want to make sure you're getting things out like pesticides and even pharmaceutical drugs are being coalesced in the water, the drinking water, because anyone who's taking a pharmaceutical prescription or just an over-counter drug, you're going to urinate out the chemicals in that drug and it ends up back into your municipal water source. So they're looking for potable water. They're not looking for pure, purified water.
And the prescription, the rise in prescription medication showing up in drinking water is a very new thing.
Yes.
And it is becoming a very big problem.
It's a big issue. And what they're seeing, I mean, so it's all the drugs, right? It's statins, it's
antidepressants.
But the biggest one that they're really connecting, seeing health consequences with are birth control pills. And they're seeing men having negative consequences with this overexposure to estrogen. And drinking water is not the only source that men are getting exposures to estrogen, but it's a big one. So we're seeing men with these feminizing characteristics or traits happening more frequently. And it could be, it's from a whole host of things, but drinking water is definitely a contributing factor, which is kind of wild.
Yeah. And that's all new within the last like 10 years that they've started to identify that this is a very big issue that is affecting the hormones of men and women and the chemical makeup of our water and the effects of it. And they still don't even know the full effects yet.
No.
But this is why it's so important to have healthy drinking water is because we technically don't know what's in it.
No, unless you get, and most places you can get a free water analysis, or you can go on the EWG website and they have a water, I think it's water database, they call it, and you can type in your zip code and they'll tell you exactly like how much, if there's fluoride in your water, how much like arsenic's found in the water, and they'll tell you like the allowable legal levels, and they'll tell you like if it's what they consider to be safe or harmful. So that's always good information to know. But no matter what, you just really want to filter your water. And you want to make sure that you're getting a high quality filter that's going to take out, yeah, all the heavy metals and toxins like that. But you want to take out the fluoride. You want to take out the pharmaceutical drugs. And there's filters out there like the Berkey filters are so good and high quality that they can actually filter out viruses.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
I had no idea.
They're like probably the top of the line.
So a lot of people, the most common though, I would say in most households know is the Brita filter.
The Brita filter. Not my favorite. No.
Why not?
It just is not filtering out the amount of things that it really needs to for it to be beneficial for your health. It's better than nothing, but if you're going to invest in and Brita filters aren't super cheap.
No, I don't think they are.
So if you're going to invest in a water filter, you might as well get one that is a high quality one.
Do you have a list of the ones that you like top two, three?
So the Berkey is definitely a great company for water filters. I think it's Pro One. That's what we use in our house. They changed their name. It used to be Pro Pure, and now I believe they call it Pro One. Those are like the same level, and they're like the ones that you see that you can have like the pitcher ones that you put in your fridge, but they have the big stainless steel drum ones that are the gravity ones. And then you have like 2 gallons worth of water. So it's not like you're constantly filling it up. But yeah, so those two brands for sure are going to filter out those really nasty things that you don't want in your water. And it's not just, a lot of people just think, okay, well, I filter my drinking water, I'm good. But think of all the interactions you have with water just on a daily basis. You wake up, you go to the bathroom, wash your hands, brush your teeth, get a drink of water, you shower, then you go out, you wash your hands a million times a day. So those interactions with your skin And the water is going to absorb, your skin's so porous, it's going to absorb everything it comes into contact with. So any of those chemicals that you're filtering out for your drinking water, it's kind of, well, you also have to do this or you're going to be missing a whole aspect of the point of filtering your water if you're not also filtering the water that's coming out of the faucet or the shower head at the source, because then you're getting all that exposure to your skin and you're absorbing that too.
I think a lot of people forget about filtering shower water. Mm-hmm. What are the best filters for that? How would someone do that?
So those same brands offer whole house or whole home filtration devices that you can install. And they also offer, I believe they also offer like, a screw in. It's really, you'd like take off your shower head and then you screw on this adapter and it filters the water and it goes through your shower head.
So it's very user friendly.
Uh-huh. So they try to make it easy. I mean, obviously, it's something that should be accessible to everyone. And especially if you have little kiddos, like think of like bath time. Most people give their kids a bath. It's part of bedtime routine. Give them a bath before they go to bed. Think of all those things they're being exposed to just on a daily basis. There's just one more thing to cut out, make sure that they're not having that overexposure.
Now, once you filter the water for drinking, do you feel like you need to remineralize it?
So I do believe that is best to remineralize your water after you filter it, especially if you're using one of the really high quality filters, because it's going to pull out like everything. So you can use something as simple as really high quality table salt, that you would use to season your food. So we like Redmond's, salt in our house. So you could just put a pinch of that in your water bottle, or they do make electrolyte and mineral solutions. So like we have one, I forget what it's called, but we can put it in the show note and we just shake it up. And then you put like 20 drops in your water bottle, like your big water bottles, and you can't even taste it. I mean, if you put a ton in, it tastes a little salty, but then you have the minerals in your water too. So that when you're drinking the water, if you're drinking water that's highly filtered and devoid of minerals and electrolytes, you're actually going to pull hydration from your body because of, if we think back to middle school science, the osmosis and the balance of the water and the solution in your body has to stay at homeostasis. So if you're having really devoid water, like of electrolytes and minerals come into your body, then your body it will have that pulled out to create that balance. And then when you urinate, you're actually losing electrolytes and minerals.
So drinking water without electrolytes leads to a loss of water. So you could be drinking a ton of water, but still be dehydrated.
Exactly.
Which is what a lot of people are experiencing.
Yes.
That's also why you pee a lot if you start increasing your water.
Yeah.
And it's just your body's trying to get rid of it for balance.
Right. So you could be drinking a ton of water and then urinating a lot and be like, oh, good me, go me. Like, I'm so hydrated. My pee's so clear. You're actually just like completely losing all your water. I mean, you want to urinate like several times throughout the day. You don't want to have to like pee, like not pee at all. I mean, then you're severely dehydrated, but going all the time, you're just losing your water.
Well, something to also touch on though, if salt is an electrolyte and mm-hmm. we add that back in, what happens when someone goes, well, why would I, you know, we're always taught lower sodium mm-hmm. is good. High sodium is bad, mainly because of processed food. For those that are like, well, I thought I had to do low sodium. Can we clear that up?
So that's been a rhetoric for a couple decades, especially with the whole heart disease, high blood pressure, obviously it's an issue. And their recommendations always like cut the salt, no salt on anything. And, you know, standard table salt that you'll buy that's like already in the shaker or like the Morton's kosher salt, all of those salts are completely demineralized. They're just like the NaCl, right? Salt.
Yeah.
It's just salt. And then, well, those they'll add iodine in, but, it doesn't have any of the natural minerals that you would find in a high quality salt that you would get out of like a salt mine. So that salt does not facilitate or add to your health in a beneficial way where it would be giving you necessary minerals and nutrients. It's just kind of, you know, creating a salty flavor on your palate. Whereas if you buy and cook with and season your food with high quality mineral salt, it's going to be essentially, it's doing what your what was meant for nature, because your body craves salt for a reason, because you need those minerals. And if you're not providing it with it, then it's going to have some dysregulation issues. So there's a difference between salt too. You know, there's a difference between all the water. There's a difference between the salt. So if you're putting high quality salt in your food, you shouldn't really have to worry or have any issues with the negative health consequences that they say goes with a high salt diet, especially if you're eating whole quality foods, because they don't come, like if you buy a head of broccoli, it does not come with any salt. So,
right. If someone is interested in getting the salt, we do have links for everything on our website.
It's very tasty.
Because I think that's one of the hard things is finding access to it. And mm-hmm. we want to help make it easier to access this stuff. So we have access to the salt, and for the water filtrations are all on the website.
Yeah. So if you have any questions about water filters or adding minerals and electrolytes to your salt, or to your water rather, join our online community. InnateWomen.com is our website. We have a private Facebook group that you can join and have direct access to asking us questions. We really want to make this the easiest process for everyone to, you know, spearhead their health journey, for them and their family. All right. So it was really fun having you guys here, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Women podcast. You are invited to join our community at innatewomen.com. We believe that healing is not done in isolation. If you want to start your healing journey or join a group of women who are dedicated to growth in health and mindset, join our social media and our private Facebook group to connect. To find out more, head over to innatewomen.com. We can't wait to meet you.